Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the East House Fire Department, Chief there, Bill Duquette. How are you today, Bill?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thank you for asking.
Oh, glad to have you on the program. What do we have? The Iosco County Firefighters had their big David Ball concert earlier this summer, and that went very well, didn't it?
Yes, it did. We had a lot of good comments. A lot of people, even after the concert, they stopped at the fire station and told me what a great job he did.
Yeah, he's a great entertainer, that's for sure. And now we got another event coming up in October, don't we?
That's right. That's for the East Tawas Fire Department.
Okay.
We have a gun show coming up.
Oh, all right. Well, not just gun and knife show, right?
That's right. And a lot of other accessories too. So we call it a gun show, but there's a lot of stuff there for all the sportsmen in the area.
Very good. Well, let's talk about what's going to be there. It's happening from 9 till 3. Where's it taking place?
At the East Tawas Community Center, right down on Newman Street, and they'll be able to find it by turning at the stoplight and going up 7 blocks, so they can't miss it.
Yeah, and that's a big place, so I'm going to assume there's a lot of things that are going to be there on that day.
That's right, and the vendors like it a lot because they can set up ahead of time and they can put their wares out, and it's a nice venue for it.
Yeah, now this is kind of a buy, sell, or trade kind of thing?
That's right. Yep. Yeah. And they, depending on each individual table, and some of them do that, some of them just sell. And of course, all the people that come to visit, a lot of them are just buying, but there's a lot of that going on.
There really is. We're still, weeks away from the event. So are you still looking for vendors?
Yes, we still have room for vendors. And like I said before, we have a lot of room there.
Yeah.
And a lot of the vendors like a certain spot. They like to have their back to a wall, and that, once again, that's a perfect spot because we can put tables around, so almost everyone has the table where they want it.
Boy, you bet. Now, how do they do that? If they want to become one of the vendors, if they're listening in, how can they get themselves registered for this?
They can call me at the fire station, 362-3685, and I'm usually there, or my cell phone is 989-329-0454. Give me a call and we can register them and they can be one of the vendors.
Very good. Now, what is the fee for renting a table?
$25 per table.
Oh,
so we try to keep it real reasonable and we try to take care of them. We had a lot of good comments from the vendors because a lot of the places they go, they're kind of on their own, but we have a lot of firefighters that are there to help carry in their things and take it down when it's over, so they like that.
Very good. Now, there is an admission fee for those coming to the event, too, right?
That's correct. Yep, $5 to get in, and then that gets them to all the vendors.
Very good. Now, all that money comes right back into the fire department. How do you use that money, Bill?
Right, and of course, everyone's budget is tight, so if you look around, everyone seems to have something. Plainfield Township just had their successful mud bog over there,
they put in
many hours making the mud and so on. So this is what we've looked on, and there are certain things that just aren't in the budget. So, for example, last year we were able to buy a pair of wireless headsets for the operator of the fire truck, so he can not only talk to the firefighters in the cab going to the fire, but when he gets there, he can step out, and with this wireless thing, he's still connected. He can hear on the radio. He can run the fire pump while he's still able to talk on the radio. So that was $2,500, and that's how much we made last year, and so it worked out good. So, and that was not in my budget. So, of course, if we hadn't had the gun show, we wouldn't be able to purchase that. So.
Yeah, all right. Now, is there anything you're looking for this year? Is there something on the wish list that maybe this show can help, buy?
Well, actually, we have two things on the list this year. In our what we call our squad, we carry a lot of equipment in there. But one thing very important to firefighters is rehab, and that's when we're at a fire, they have to rest a while and have some drinks and so on. Well, we had a refrigerator in there, and that just bit the dust. So we're hoping to replace that refrigerator, and also we're looking at we have of course LEDs are kind of new the last few years, and they're making things so much easier for lighting and so on. But in the past, like if we would have the helicopter come in, we have to set up what's called an LZ, a landing zone, and we would have to try to put lights so they could see. Well, they have some LED things that flash, and you can use them for landing zones or for accidents on the highway to warn people ahead of time. Or if a firefighter has to go even into a house, you can put it on his back so you can see him. So we're hoping to buy those two things this year with our funds.
So the more people who come out, the better, for sure.
That's correct.
Yeah, Saturday, October 4th, Gun and Knife Show, again at the East House Community Center. It runs from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m., and it's $5 for adults. Kids 12 and under are free. And again, as you just mentioned, all the proceeds going right to the East House Fire Department. And it sounds like it's going to be a fun time. And boy, everybody who is interested in at least in guns or knives should be out there that day.
That's right. And other things, too. Last year, we had ammo last year there seemed to be a shortage of 22 ammunition, and a lot of people go target shooting and so on. And one gentleman right by the door said, I've got lots of 22 ammunition. And I said, well, I'll pass that on. And I stood by the door and told the people coming in at 10 after 9, he waved his hand and said, it's all gone. So he thought he had a lot, but there were a lot of target shooters out there that really liked that ammo. So there's ammo out there. And also it's interesting because I hadn't been to too many gun shows, and there's kind of a group of people that want to buy a gun to use, duck hunters and deer hunters on, and collectors of both guns and knives. And people just will buy a knife just for collection, just to show it and never use it. And there were two different sorts of people. And I guess the third group of people just buying the accessories like the ammo and all those other things. But you could see people looking for different things, and they all found what they wanted. There was someone that had been looking for a certain duck gun for years, and he found it. And he said, I'll take it. Here it is. And he was holding it up, and he had people following him around. Do you want to sell that? Do you want to sell that? So there were, you know, different groups, and they all found what they wanted. It was very interesting to watch the people.
That's right. So come on out. The Gun and Knife Show, again, Saturday, October 4th, 9 to 3, East Howes Community Center, sponsored by the East Howes Fire Department. And Chief Bill Duquette, Bill, always a pleasure to have you on, and best of luck with the Gun and Knife Show.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Maybe we'll see you there.
Yeah, you bet.